Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, we're not. But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode, which is where we hear from you. We share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we're not experts. We're just podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
If you would like to reach us, our voicemail and text message number is 781-591-0390, and you can email us or send us a voice memo at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And just a reminder, you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. Follow us on Twitter at Forever35Pod, on Instagram at Forever35Podcast, and you can join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Forever35Podcast, where the password is serums. And we just relaunched our newsletter. So get in on that at Forever35Podcast.com/newsletter. You can sign up. It's a whole lot of fun. Our first issue, our first relaunched issue just went out. It's going to be twice a month. It's really exciting.
It is, Dori. It feels good to be back in the newsletter space.
Totally. Kate, tell me about your dream morning.
Okay. You know how I've talked on this podcast 8 billion times about how I want to live a life of someone who goes to bed early and then rises at 5 a.m. and like gets a lot of stuff done first thing in the morning?
I aspire to that,
and then I'm not that. Well, today I was that, and it felt great.
Go on.
Okay, so last night I put a plan into action.
Okay,
which was I set some boundaries for myself, and I was like, okay, I put my kids to bed, and that kind of wrapped up at around 8:45, 9, and then I was like, you have 20 minutes. I'm in the process of cleaning out my closet and getting organized with some stuff that I'm going to try to sell. So I was like, you have 20 minutes to like keep organizing and get this stuff off of your bed. And then at 9:20 or what, I think it was 9:20, I was like, then you're done. And then you're going to wash your face and do all your bedtime stuff. And then at 9:30, you're going to take one melatonin. And then at 9:45, you're going to get into bed and you're going to read for like, I set very clear boundaries with myself, and I followed them. Normally, I try to do this, and then I spend like literally 3 hours on TikTok, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and my husband's like coming into bed being like, what are you still doing up? I thought you went to bed at 10. Okay. So it all worked. I was asleep by 10:30, and because I knew what I wanted to do was rise with the dawn to do a Peloton class at 6 a.m.,
A live class,
because someone in one of the Peloton groups that I'm in, the Boo Crew, it's Cody's group, posted a Boo Crew Rise and Shine ride hashtag.
Oh my God.
I know. I don't know why this stuck in my brain, but it was like, hey, for all you West Coast people who want to get up early, like, here's a hashtag we can use to cheer each other on in the morning. And someone was like, let's do this 6 a.m. ride. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do it.
Wow.
So I did it.
Wow.
So at 5:30, I woke up. I said to myself, if I wake up organically at 5:30, I set my alarm clock for 6, but I was like, if I wake up, I'm going to get up and do it. I put my workout clothes out the night before. I woke up at 5:30 and I was like, I had a moment where I was like, I could stay in bed and look at Instagram, or I could just fucking get up. And I did it. I got up. I got my coffee. I got dressed. I got on that stupid bike. I rode it for 30 minutes. Then I went swimming in my pool.
How? Wow.
I had a dip, a peaceful dip as the birds chirped. And then I started my day. And so by 7:30, I was showered and dressed and making breakfast with my kids. And I wasn't rushed and I wasn't stressed and I wasn't half awake. And it felt fucking awesome.
Okay. Will so I, what I'm hearing is
psychoanalyze me, please.
The key to life is going to bed early and waking up early.
Yeah, I solved it in one day. I figured it out.
I mean, I'm proud of you.
The key to success. It was for me, it is very clear what I need to do. It's just that I execute what I need to do about 1% of the time. And I need to set like I do the things I need to do rarely.
I love Stern Kate.
I do too. Who is she? I don't know where she came from. But she was in full effect. And so I'm going to try again tonight. We'll see how it goes. I'm not necessarily going to wake up and exercise again, but I'm just going to try to set the clear boundaries. I've also been reading in bed, and that has been really helpful to know that I have to help me get off my phone, to have the book sitting there and also have it be like a paper book, not a Kindle.
I've been reading a paper book too.
Do you know what I mean? Like there's something about seeing the actual book where you're like, there it is.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
So that does help me.
What time was lights out?
10:30
for you.
10:30.
Okay.
And then it was like pure shut eye.
Wow.
So it felt fantastic. I don't know. I'd like to keep it up. While I'm here, I did want to recommend a book I'm listening to on audiobook.
Great.
It is Cast by Isabel Wilkerson. I know it was a very discussed book, came out in early 2020. I'm actually kind of annoyed at myself that it's taken me a year to pick it up, but it's fantastic. It's a very sobering read, and it is an incredibly important read. And I'm going to quote what the New York Times review said about it. It said, it's about how brutal misperceptions about race have disfigured the American experiment. And it's so good. And I feel like it should be required reading, especially for white Americans.
Wow. Okay.
I'm on my book soapbox, but I'm listening to the audiobook, and it's just, so that's what I do. Like when I'm cleaning, I'll put the audiobook on. It's fantastic. So recommend, hard recommend, big recommend.
That's great.
That's what I'm up to. Okay. So
okay,
transitioning over to your side of things, you're coming in hot with a product recommendation.
I sure am. So
Dory is back on to the skincare train.
I'm back on the skincare prod train. I have already recommended a Summer Fridays prod.
I know. Look at you having some brand, like a little romance with Summer Fridays.
I'm really into it. So I decided the other day that I was going to try, because they'd sent us a bunch of products. And like, I'd mostly been using the moisturizer and the vitamin C serum that they'd sent us.
Okay.
But the other day, the AHA, the Soft Reset AHA Exfoliating Solution called to me.
It's like, Dory, remember exfoliating?
Yes. I was like, you know, I've been really not that. I've been sort of exfoliation shy for the past couple of years, I would say. And I'm getting back on the exfoliation train. So I was like, let me just try this. Let me see what this is all about.
Okay. Now you open up the bottle. Does it smell like anything you've smelled before?
So Kate, I open up the bottle and I was immediately transported to my old friend, Biologique Recherche P50.
One of your earliest recommendations on this podcast.
One of my earliest recommendations.
It smelled the same? Because that's a very distinct smelling product.
Very similar. Okay. I'm not going to say it smelled exactly the same because I don't think that is accurate. But it smelled very similar to the regular P50, not the one with phenol in it, which smells like formaldehyde. And I was like, whoa. So I put it on and I got to say, it's a little gentler than P50, but I think it does similar things to my skin.
Like it's a brightening effect?
Yeah.
Okay. Question.
Yes.
Are you wearing any makeup right now?
I am wearing a spot of blush and a spot of concealer and a little bit of eyebrow pencil.
Because your skin looks amazing.
Oh.
I know we're not in person.
Well.
But your skin looks incredible.
Wow, thanks.
Well, I don't know if it's this product, but it looks gorgeous.
It also might be, just my great webcam.
Look, take the credit. Take the compliment.
All right,
give it to the webcam.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So if you were going to recommend somebody try this, is it an every... Because you were using Biologique Recherche every day.
Yeah. So I have been using it every day. You don't have to. Kind of see what your skin can tolerate. And also, as with any AHA, you really have to be careful with the sunscreen when you use an AHA. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I know we are all careful with the sunscreen anyway, but I just want to remind everyone, you got to be extra careful with the sunscreen.
No Gwyneths around here.
Oh, hell no. So, listen, I was not expecting this, but it was a welcome surprise.
What a romantic comedy you're having with this product. You kind of like didn't think you were going to fall in love. You thought it would just be like a fling, like a one-nighter. And then
I know it was a real meet cute.
Yeah. I'm going to write this book.
So, please do.
Do you know what that retails for, what the price is?
You know, Kate, I do. I believe it is $54.
And I wonder what the comparison is between the BR.
You mean how much is BR?
Yeah, how much is BR? Is like, that's what I call
BR,
it.
BR is like, well, okay, so let's see. The Summer Fridays is 3.4 ounces for $54.
Okay.
Which is not cheap, for sure. This is a, this is a, a splurge product, I would say. You know what? They're similar. 5 ounces of Biologique is $70.
Oh, okay. So if you like measured out the ounce per dollar.
Yeah, I think it's probably pretty similar.
Well, this has glowing reviews over on Sephora.com.
No pun intended.
God, I didn't even mean to pun and I punned.
I am a fan. I think it is probably good for many skin types. If you're super sensitive, I would go slowly, but I was really quite pleasantly surprised by this.
Okay. Thanks for this rec. I'm intrigued.
And you do need, you need to apply it with some sort of pad. So I had had these like reusable bamboo pads for a long time.
I remember that.
But they seem to have disappeared, most of them, into the ether. So I recently acquired a new set of bamboo pads that are like charcoal bamboo. But what I'm realizing about them, they are dark gray and I don't get that satisfying.
I know the residue.
Residue. Look at the residue that you get when you do it on like a white pad.
Okay. Can we talk about how satisfying the residue look is? Like when you look
down. It's so satisfying. Ugh. And I'm like squinting at these gray pads, like looking for any speck of dirt, but it all gets camouflaged. So I don't know.
What is the point of using a cotton pad?
I can't believe I didn't even think about this, but I'm telling everyone so they might be saved from making the same mistake.
Do you ever have the sensation where you like wipe your face with some sort of cleansing thing on a cotton swab and then you look down and you're disappointed because there's not that much residue? Like yeah, you want it to be like dirt covered?
Yeah, but I mean, I would say the more frequent occasion is me thinking that my face was clean.
Oh, I know.
And then it's like
a residue realization.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
can I give a quick shout out to this company called White Rabbit Beauty? They sent me some naked cotton. They make these naked cotton pad, like cleansing pads. And that's what I use now. And I really love them. They feel Ooh. Really good. Yeah. It was a total just like, can we send you this? And I said, yes, please. They're the people who that was the package coming from Korea that I didn't know what it was. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
It was that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I really like those cotton pads. So thank you to White Rabbit.
Okay, that's good to know. All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a short break and we will be right back.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
All right, everyone. We have returned with a very important question. Okay, Kate and Dory, we've butt masked, or you have, I have not, but have you boob masked? I'm reading a new issue of New Beauty, and there's a section on boobs that includes products like Truly Acai, your boobies lifting boob butter, Be Perky lift and firm breast mask, and Booby Tape 24K gold breast mask. What do we think?
Okay, I had kind of a realization as I was pondering this question.
Uh-huh.
Which is, I think that that all sounds like a scam.
I don't think completely agree.
Nothing's going to lift your boobs. Your breasts, the shape of your breasts is genetic.
Yes.
I've had saggy boobs. I mean, I've viewed them as saggy my whole life, and that's just the shape.
Yes.
Now, but what I wanted to say is this. We all get to choose our scams.
Okay.
Okay. This is kind of what I landed
I'm
on.
Listening. Now, I'm listening.
I sound like I was inebriated when I had this epiphany. I was not. I was completely sober. Which is, if you want to do this, great. Like, go for it. If this is what you want to spend your money on, we all have things that probably... that we like to do that are not scientifically proven to do what they say they do. And yet we all show up with something. So whether or not I believe that this works, I don't think it matters. If this is intriguing to you and you feel like spending your money on this, on a product like this, have fun. Go to town.
Go nuts. Yeah.
Go nuts. You know what I mean? Like, we all have a thing. Like, does my new face really work when I'm zapping my face with microcurrents? I don't know. That's something I've bought into, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at.
That is where Kate is at. Okay, I agree with everything Kate is saying, and I also just want to register my displeasure at these, like, overly cutesy names.
Oh.
For breast stuff. Your boobies lifting boob butter. Booby tape. Be perky. Ugh.
What would you... You're good with words. What would you name a boob mask?
I think I would just call it, this is probably a scam, but you can use it anyway. How's that?
That's very straight to the point.
Thank you.
Listen, hey, if you are boob masking, please weigh in with your results.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to dismiss. This could be like a magical boob treatment. I don't know. But also, like, is sagging breasts another thing we should have radical acceptance about? Even though I know culture, like the patriarchy and the systems of beauty are telling us we want our boobs to be perky.
Yeah. Look, I don't know.
Just a question.
I appreciate the question.
For me over here with my, you know, my knockers.
Your bazongas?
My... There's no good word. Even breast just feels like blarg.
Yeah.
You know, there's a good word. Okay. Here's a text we got that is very interesting. Good morning from the East Coast. I'm hoping you ladies can help me, or maybe some of the wonderful pod listeners. My family moved over the pandemic, and our kids quickly became friends with kids that live across the street. We've started hanging out with the parents, just in our backyards, outside, and we are all vaccinated. They are very nice, and we get along well. However, recently I've been getting the feeling that they want to have a foursome with us. I've never had this feeling before, and my husband thinks maybe I'm reading into things they have said and done, but I can't shake the feeling. While I'm not anti-foursome and would never yuck anyone's yum, my husband and I are not interested in this. If they approach us, how do we handle this? We definitely want to be friends, but nothing more sexually. Do we just politely decline? What's the protocol on this? Our kids play together every day, so I certainly don't want it to be awkward. Thanks. Okay. First of all, when I was at first reading this, I was like, oh, this is going to be about like coronavirus boundaries with this other family. It was a surprise twist that it became about a foursome.
Yes.
I was not expecting that.
I agree. I also was not expecting that.
I can't speak from experience because no one has ever invited my husband and I into a foursome. Have you ever been invited, Dory?
Into a foursome?
Oh, that tells me something. Have you been invited into any sort of some?
Not with my husband, no.
Okay. Oh, okay. Dory's okay. Lived.
Listen, you can read all about it in my book. No, just kidding. That's not in my book.
I mean, to me, I really appreciate how this listener is like, I don't want to make it awkward. You're not the ones making it awkward. The other people, by initiating a sexual relationship with you and your partner, if this were to happen, would be the ones making it awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, you just politely decline. You say what you just said here, like, I love that that works for your relationship, but it's not for us.
But also, let me just point out we do not know for sure that this other couple wants to have a foursome with this person.
I want to know the details.
I need more information. I need to know what has led you to believe that they want to have a foursome. Has there been any sort of overt propositioning happening?
You know what else is interesting? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Dory.
No, I just think it's possible that I think here's what I think is most likely happening. I think that the other couple is never going to make an overt proposition to these people. I think they are throwing out little like test balloons to just see if this other couple kind of like takes the bait. And if they do, great. If they don't, everyone will move on. But I also think that they're not doing it overtly enough so that they have plausible deniability. Like if this person was like, hey, so I'm getting the vibe that like you guys want to have a foursome with us and like it's not really our thing. They could be like, what? Oh no, like that's not what we were doing, because they now know that you're definitely not interested. So I don't know. But again, need more information.
Yeah. And what I'm fascinated about is, are you getting vibes that they want to like swap partners, or are you getting vibes that they want to all four of you fuck together? Because that's fascinating to me.
I mean, she said foursome.
I know. I'm intrigued.
So,
who would watch the kids?
Great. Another great question.
Who watches the kids during a pandemic if you're going to have a foursome? Just curious.
And whose house do you do it at?
I mean, the one with a bigger bed, I would say. And like,
I mean, I just need to know about these logistics. So,
yes. And I would really love to. I am curious about the signs. And I, you know what? I also think like your instinct is probably right. Like I tend to be of the mind that like if you're picking up a vibe, you're not making up a vibe.
Right.
I don't think you're like, and
but do you see what I'm saying? That they're like doing it.
I do.
I think they're not doing it so overtly.
And that like is kind of gaslighty because you almost start to doubt it's even happening. And
I agree.
That must feel really frustrating for this listener.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how you send a clearer message when the conversation is not straightforward. Like, how do you send a message?
That's
like,
what I. Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, I guess you could always like drop it into conversation in some way. Like, I had this. Gosh, I was just talking to my friend. She had a foursome. That's not something I would ever be interested in. No, don't do that. Please don't do that.
Maybe if it came up, maybe you could kind of push it organically. Or, you know what? If they drop one of their hints, pursue it. Take on the role of like an aggressive journalist.
Mm-hmm.
You're like reporter in 27 dresses, and you've got to learn about what it means to be a bridesmaid.
Okie dokie. Let's take a break, and then we will be back in a flash.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article. And I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. Gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Okay. Kate has gathered herself.
I've cooled down.
Cooled down. And we have a voicemail.
Hey, I just wanted to kind of do a poll, I guess. I was wondering if people get this reaction as well. So usually I don't respond to emails right away, but I do respond to them within 24 hours. Always. And when I don't respond to them, like within the hour that they're sent, my clients get so pissed. And like, meanwhile, we're juggling Slack notifications and social media notifications and Asana and ClickUp and all these other notifications. And I'm just wondering, like, is it just me? You know, like, I feel like I get this so often and I'm just confused, because is it an expectation that my clients have become accustomed to, even though I specifically say I will respond to your email within 24 hours. And I set that boundary, and people are still whining about it. And I don't know. I just feel like this is like a really big cultural thing that we should all work on in our work space. In our work area, whatever, in our job, like, allow people to respond within a reasonable time, which is like a day, not 30 minutes. I don't know. That's just kind of a rant, I guess, but yeah.
You're not being unrealistic.
You sound very reasonable to me.
I agree.
I think you just set that boundary harder.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you just, I also, like you said, there's like so much other noise happening.
So much.
And like, I feel like everything has a sort of hierarchy. Like, I feel like Slack messages, I feel like pressured to respond quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because they feel like texts, which also to me feel like you respond more quickly. Emails feel like you can let them sit for a minute. They don't always require an immediate response. So I'm thinking about that. I think, I don't know if you have an auto reply set up, but maybe you need an auto reply set up. Like, even if you've set this expectation verbally, you need an auto reply that's just like, thank you for your message. I will respond within 24 hours. Like, and I don't know if there's like a nice way to be like, please don't bother me about this. I don't know. How do you say that?
I think you say, unless it's urgent, please don't contact me and I'll respond to you in 24 hours.
Yeah.
And I mean, then you're going to, you know, then you're going to have people who make non-urgent things urgent. But I imagine most people will begin to respect that boundary. I also think, and I don't know like the specific ways to do this, but you could set up a filter so that any emails you're getting are bypassing your inbox, so that you, and you can, you know, you can set up words in that, you know, you can filter things by words. So if someone puts urgent in the subject, that will go to your inbox. You can do all sorts of things to set the physical boundary, like to set the boundaries in your actual email inbox. And I would look into doing that, because that has been really helpful in certain situations for me, actually. Like, I've set up filters so that I don't get certain messages. Because even just knowing they're there, even if I've like said that I'm not going to respond, just knowing they're sitting there gives me agita.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. You are in the right on this. And I agree, like, examining the fucking the culture of immediacy in communication and work and how it affects our mental health is a larger conversation. Productivity, the value, like the way it's valued, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this has been a big source of like something that I feel like I've needed to unlearn.
Yes. Well, we came up, like, you know, for you and I, we got email addresses like in college. And we're kind of the first generation to always have email at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people probably a little bit older than us remember a time where that was not a part of work culture, I would imagine.
Yeah, they sent a lot of inter-office memos.
Weird.
Remember those?
I don't remember those. I don't even know what that is.
It was like
a letter that gets traveled around?
Basically, like in a manila envelope.
Mm. I do remember that from some interning.
Like, I feel like even in our day, or, you know, our early work days, they were becoming fewer and farther between, but sure. Like, they were still a thing, I think. Anyway, walk down office culture memory lane.
All right. Well,
yeah,
we're going to wrap it up with a Forever 35 missed connection.
We sure are.
This is a text. Has anyone suggested a Forever 35 missed connections? I saw a pregnant woman walking her cute little black bulldog down the street, and she was wearing Dory's favorite Universal Thread belted overalls. I just know she is a Forever 35 listener. This was in Prairie Village, Kansas, on Knoll Avenue. Hi, from Jennifer.
I love this.
Now, Jennifer, I truly hope that this is another listener. I would freak out. And we don't have a missed connection, but I think that would be a great group, because we do get a lot of people looking to connect with other Forever 35 listeners in their local area.
Yeah.
And I offered to matchmake people, but that was a lot of work. And unfortunately, I don't have the bandwidth to be a listener matchmaker. I did it for Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So maybe there's a group where, like, people post a request for like friends in their community. Yeah.
Or you could post this on the Facebook group.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm into it. Anyway, shout out to Prairie Village, Kansas. I love that there we have one listener there. That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you. And Kate, thank you.
Dory, I will be sending you signals about a foursome later today.
Well, listen, I can't guarantee that I'm going to pick up on them.
That's fine. I'll just keep doing it until you get the hint. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.